Okay, let's begin. Physical eyes closed. Shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are heavy. Sit bones sinking into the chair. Imagine that someone is gently lifting you up by the tops of your ears. Allowing your spine to hang freely from your head. Creating more space between your vertebrae. And allowing gravity to do more of the work of holding you up, so your mind and muscles can relax. Feel your feet sinking into the floor. Give your jaw permission to be soft. Your eyes permission to take a break. This time is for you to be with you, and there is nothing you need prepare to say or see with your physical eyes. With each exhale, imagine that you are releasing any lingering tension, worry, pain, tiredness. You don't need to try to do it. Just imagine that all of these negative feelings and thoughts are naturally, automatically dropping away. Leaving you feeling awake, alert, at peace, and present. Let's open our inner eyes by imagining a long, straight column of light coming down through the tops of our heads, flowing through us. Flowing down through the chair into the floor below us. Down through the building. All the way through the earth. Visualize this situation with your imagination. See yourself sitting here in this room and see it cut away as if in a movie effect from a distance. As if you can simultaneously see yourself up close and also see the entire earth below you and this light flowing into you from outer space and out of you through the earth and through the other side. Our minds are limitless. With our inner eye, we can see whatever we choose. And when we find ourselves in a situation where our physical sight seems not to show us any desirable way through, our inner sight can show us another way. A loving way, a peaceful way. Last week, we learned that when our thinking mind, our ego mind, is not sure what path will lead us to what we want, we can become afraid. And this fear can block us from consciously receiving and understanding what our spirit really wants to do. And so even though we may not like the way things are, we take no action, fearing that we will only make things worse. Our worry, our lack of confidence in ourselves occupies so much space in our consciousness that we are not able to be fully present and observant of the present situation, blinding us to the full potential of the present reality. And so we learned to begin to love ourselves simply by adopting a willingness to want to experience peace, however it might come. By adopting a willingness to want to become conscious of our spirit's true prayer, it might seem like wanting is not enough to change anything, because surely we want to be happy all the time. This wanting, this willingness has one requirement. That we leave some space, some quiet space in our minds for this new point of view to enter. If we say we want peace, but we actually never stop complaining and worrying, then there is no room for any different thought to enter. We miss it. So our prayer begins with a commitment to ourselves that we leave time for our minds to be quiet a little while. We don't need faith in what will happen next. It's automatic. That whenever we get out of our own way, we will experience the truth of our own limitlessness, our own loving nature. We don't need to work on ourselves, improve ourselves to achieve a loving mind. We simply need to give ourselves a chance to be quiet. Be present and experience what we already always are. Allow your awareness to take in the room around you. By giving your full attention to listening, feeling, smelling, there is no room for your mind to think. Let's do it. If some thought does come into your mind, know that you are noticing it. And return your attention to observing and experiencing. Thank you. Slowly extend your hands out in front of you, roughly hip width apart, eyes still closed, and see if you can feel your hands there. See if with one hand you can feel the proximity of the other hand. Allow your palms to face out towards the room and see what you can sense of your brothers and sisters here with you. What does it feel like to be alive here at this moment, feeling this body, this aliveness, feeling for a connection with your brothers and sisters? Imagine that your life extends invisibly out through your fingertips, through your palms, out to say hello to the others in the room without any effort. Your presence reaches us. Imagine that your presence offers a silent encouragement recognition of this shared peaceful mind. Not only does your willingness to leave space for your spirit bring peace and inspiration to you, it also extends to all of us allowing us all to share this prayer. Let's remember to share our prayer of peace with one another every day. As often as we can. Slowly lower your head and open your physical eyes, bringing with you your prayer for peace into the present. Thank you very much for sharing your spirit with us today. Yasuko is a teaching in Japan this month, and Makiko and I will be giving the meditation the next few weeks. If you would like to stay for Healing Clinic, please just move your chair out into an open space, and if not, please take your chair back to the wall. Thank you very much.